Michael, who's calling us from Burien.
Oh, yes, I'm here, Doctor.
What's on your mind, sir?
You and I, last week, why do you take soda for now?
Take what for, sir?
Soda. What do you take soda for now? What do you recommend it for?
I'm sorry, it's probably my ears, but I'm not understanding the word.
Said, what do you take soda for? You take a teaspoon of a glass of water.
Oh, bicarbonate of soda. I'm sorry. Okay.
Right.
I was thinking of Coca-Cola or something as a soda.
Oh.
Okay. My fault. Okay. That increases
it's kidneys,
the...
It's kidneys, isn't it?
What's that?
It's kidneys, isn't it?
Yes, it's been found. There's actual research out there that shows that if a person's kidneys are failing, it's slowed down significantly by alkalinizing the blood, which is what that baking soda does.
Now, by the time you and I parted, you were telling me or were going to tell me what do you take for to keep your kidneys healthy?
Oh, my goodness, sir. I take all kinds of stuff. I'm just going to focus one area. I would go on for quite a while if I focused on everything.
Well, you've got those four items that you recommend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the two first ones that we all have to take to stay healthy happen to be vitamin C, and that's because it's the major detoxifying thing in all the animals. You've heard this from me before, but all animals except for guinea pigs and humans and monkeys make vitamin C in their own livers, and anytime the body needs to detoxify anything, whether it's a chemical or a virus or stress or whatever, out comes a whole flood of vitamin C from that liver until it's detoxified, and then the liver goes back to making a lower amount. And humans have a genetic defect where we're not capable of making our own vitamin C, which is a major health problem. So that one everybody should have. Everybody. And the other one that everybody should have is either move to the tropics and get enough sunshine, and I'll put aside the discussion about sunscreen at this point, or take vitamin D enough to get into the tropical optimal. And remember that people who live in the tropics who have a blood level of 60 to 100, and I won't mention the units because they're always present on the test. They have a blood level of 60 to 100. Nobody ever dies of vitamin D overdose in the tropics. So our vitamin D level needs to be up to that same amount of 60 to 100, somewhere in between 60 and 100. And those are the two that absolutely everybody needs. And then after that, we have to individualize to the person. But I will mention that since all of us, and this is a general thing, not just an individual thing, all of us no longer live in a world where all the food is organic, which is what happened until the late 1800s. All the food was organic. There wasn't even a word called organic because it all was organic until the late 1800s. Unless we can return to that world, we all better consider doing that. And the other thing is, in the process of making food unorganic, the soils got so depleted that everybody would be well off finding a good multivitamin and mineral to make up for what's not in the soil. So that would be the third everybody thing is a multivitamin mineral for making up for what's not in the soil.
Now, you mentioned taking berberine, I think, to somebody. But can you take cinnamon with it?
Take cinnamon with it? You can if you want to. Sure. Sure, if you want
to. How much cinnamon would you take with two capsules?
Yeah. They usually don't make cinnamon, as you know, in capsules or pills, but you can get cinnamon powder and then sprinkle it on stuff. And so there, if you want to use your cinnamon to help your diabetes, because it does help that, and so does berberine, and I guess that's the point here, I'd be using at least a quarter teaspoon of the stuff a day, the cinnamon powder.
Okay. Also, taurine is good for less heart trouble and also for the brain.
Hey, you've been doing your study, and you're absolutely right.
Does it also slow down the rhythm of the heart?
No.
Run about 78, beats. It should be down to 60. Something wrong there.
Not so much there, sir. What it can do is to regularize the electricity in the heart, but insofar as slowing it down, no, usually doesn't slow it down.
What does slow the rhythm of the heart down?
Well, we have to wonder why is the heart going at that rate, and very frequently it's a little excess adrenaline production. Now, if you've had this all your life, I'm going to take that back, but if this is recent and your pulse was previously slower, then I'd be concerned about that. So there's a little more excess adrenaline, and that's usually coming out because our adrenals are weak and they're not making cortisol, and so the body has to rely on adrenaline.
78 is no problem?
It's not a problem at 78, no, sir.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, the pancreas.
I'm sorry. Okay. You know, it's radio time, so.
Okay. Thank you. I'll call you back next week.
Hey, I'll still be here.
Okay.
So thank you for your understanding, sir.